Welcome to Inspiration's Beauty Show. This podcast is not only to inspire you to achieve the skin of your dreams, but it's to teach you on how to care for your skin to get your dream skin a reality. Learn with me as I combine my inspirational and spiritual side along with my skin enthusiast and professional and educated mind. I'm your host, Danielle Cerrone, self-made skincare practitioner, certified esthetician, business owner, beauty blogger, and now Inspiration's Beauty Show host. My intentions through this outlet is to educate you so that you know everything there is to know about skin and how to care for it. Not only will this podcast help spruce up your skincare routine and uncomplicate the beauty industry, but I'm here to help create you be your own skin master. Each episode will cover a topic to bring you closer to that master status. And the best thing is that this industry is always growing, so we will be learning a lot together. So are you ready? Let's go, Inspirational Beauties. It's learning time. Hello there, Inspirational Beauties. Today's episode, I'm going to answer 10 frequently asked questions. Maybe you'll hear your own question, and if not, and you want one of your questions answered, you know the drill, send them on in my way. If you're new to us here at Inspirations Beauty Show, first of all, welcome. Welcome to Inspirations Beauty Show, where we talk all things skincare. And second of all, you can email me, and my email is in the show notes, or you can message me on Instagram, and that way we can be in touch. I very much encourage you guys to ask questions, submit topics you want to learn about, because ultimately I'm here to serve you and educate you. And remember, no question is stupid question. I always say, if you're wondering something, the odds are someone else has the exact same question. So don't be embarrassed. Don't worry. Again, no question is a stupid question. So let's dive right on into the first question that I was asked. And this is, again, one that I'm pretty commonly asked, I would say. So if I wanted to add a face mask into my routine to help with aging, what would you recommend? I say you can never go wrong with hydrating products. Hydrated skin always looks so youthful. This means you could purchase the PCA oat mask. You could purchase the PCA overnight hyaluronic acid mask. Both of those really power punch the skin with hydration and gives that really hydrating, youthful glow. So that can prevent aging just in terms of hydration, plumping up the skin and keeping the skin looking fresh. If you're looking for something a bit different, we can check out the Arbonne Cellular Regeneration Mask. With this enzyme, it's very warm and tingly and an exfoliation and really tightens up the skin. I kind of think of it like Botox in a bottle because it really firms up and plumps up the skin from an exfoliation side, I would say. You can feel the enzymes. You do go quite red. There is a lot of blood flow, but it really helps firm up the skin. It tightens up the skin, which is kind of why it reminds me of a mini Botox session. So that's another great option. And surprise, surprise, another recommendation for a healthy aging mask is Clinical's Warming Honey Cleanser. I talk about this product all the time, but there's three ways you can use this product that deliver glorious results. And there's no doubt that you're going to glow with this option. Again, you can use it in three ways, so it's very versatile and it's incredibly beneficial for healthy aging. Number two, what question I get asked is, what is the Bactial service? So people see it's B-A-C-I-A-L on the website, so Bactial. That's just kind of a term that we've made for a facial on the back. So it's a custom back treatment. I use the same products, the same tools, same steps as the custom facial, which is now known as the foundation facial. So it's essentially like that for your back. The treatment is for those who have back knee, potentially scarring or pigmentation or blemishes or something on their back that they would like to be treated and help heal, especially because the back is so hard to reach. This is a really great option because then that's what I'm there for. I can clean your back, do the extractions, tackle some of the bacteria, the blemishes. So again, there's going to be the double cleansing, the toning, the steaming, the exfoliation, extractions, mask, massage, serums, oh my goodness, moisturizers. So it's essentially, it's the custom facial, which is the foundation facial for the back. That's the most simple way to answer that question. Question number three, my skin is so dry right now. What can I do? So the first thing that you can do is stick with cool water and really avoid hot water. This also means avoiding hot showers if you can. Really hot water dries out our skin 10 times more than even just cool water or lukewarm water. So even if you're taking really hot showers, really be mindful that when you're washing your face to just stick with cool water. Always dab your face dry and preferably use a microfiber towel. Patting dry is less abrasive for the skin. And then the microfiber also is really gentle for the skin and it doesn't absorb too much of the water so that there's still enough moisture in the skin to help with the hydration. Invest in a hyaluronic acid. Your skin will soak this serum in and oh my gosh, does it ever fight dryness. It is a lovely serum. This is the third recommendation and my favorite serum, my favorite recommendation. You will feel and see the difference. And the really awesome part about that is hyaluronic acid isn't just for hydration, although it does a wicked job in plumping up the skin and hydrating the skin. There's a million and one reasons why hyaluronic acid is game-changing in your routine. So not only are you treating that dryness that you're facing, but you're also just boosting up the skin, healing the skin quicker, healthy aging in general. Oh my goodness, it's helping with redness and it's an amazing, amazing serum. Number four, you could start and switch to a creamy cleanser. So let's just say maybe you're using a foaming cleanser or a gel cleanser. Adding a creamy cleanser into your routine, even if you use a creamy cleanser a few times a week, that can also help with dryness. And then of course, weekly hydration masks. You can incorporate a rich night cream into your routine. So a heavier cream at night, maybe a cream that has more ingredients that are reparative, that are maybe more like buttery, that are firming, that are collagen, more of those type of things to really help plump up the skin, and a heavier, richer product. Number seven, of course, is drink more water and then also consume foods with high water content. So like your cucumbers and your watermelon and those type of things, because those are also really great for skin recovery and skin hydration. Use serums in addition to hyaluronic acid. There's lots on the market that will help target dryness specifically. Number nine, the tip for this is don't over exfoliate. Exfoliation is really great for dryness, but if you're over exfoliating, doing exfoliations potentially like once a week or even multiple times a day, I've heard. And if the exfoliant's too abrasive, that can actually trigger and cause dryness. So be really mindful with your exfoliant to not overdo it and to use a proper one. And then another thing you could invest in is a jade roller or a home LED. This is to help penetrate the products deeper into the skin. The deeper we can get those products in, the more they're going to absorb into the skin layers. They're going to heal the skin over time, longevity of hydration, and then of course, just healthy aging in general to lock in that moisture. So those are some 10 tips you can do if you're experiencing dryness in your skin. Question number four, should I double cleanse? So double cleansing has a lot of benefits to it, and there's some glorious things and results with a double cleanse, but I always say listen to your skin. If it feels dry, then no, I wouldn't say to double cleanse. If it feels oily, then yes, you could enjoy a double cleanse maybe a few times a week. Have you been wearing a lot of makeup more than you usually do? Like we've just finished the holiday season. I personally was wearing more makeup than I normally do, so I started to double cleanse. And that double cleanse is to really remove that makeup to make sure that that first cleanse is to remove that layer, remove the makeup. The second cleanse at that point is actually what's getting into our skin, getting into the pores, getting into those grooves. So that's where a double cleanse serves a beautiful benefit. Double cleansing can be a great practice, especially if you're using the correct products and ingredients. If you're using cleansers that are really harsh and really astringent, then double cleansing can really be overdoing it for your skin. But if you're using the correct products with the correct ingredients and potentially one, like let's just say you're using an oil cleanser as your first cleanse and then a creamy milky cleanser after that cleanse, so that's your second cleanse, that would be a glorious paired cleanse. Your first cleanse with the oil, your second cleanse with the milk. Oh my goodness, sounds so luxurious, and that would be very beneficial for the skin. Double cleansing again, it removes the makeup. It's making sure that that layer has been removed so that that second cleanse is actually treating our skin. I don't recommend to double cleanse every single night. That's just my personal and professional recommendation. But like I said, there's always a time and place for a double cleanse. For more information on cleansing types, maybe cleansing tips, cleansing routines, if you go to episode 8, it's called A Purpose of a Cleanser. You can listen to that and I talk all about what cleansers are, what they're about. Question number 5, what are your thoughts on serums and should I be adding one to my routine? I personally love serums. Love, 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 love. I honestly could not imagine my routine without them. I think it's my favorite step in my routine. I love adding serums. I love changing my serums up. Serums are they're my favorite. I love them. Once you add a serum to your skincare game, I can assure you, you will see the result and you will feel it. Serums, I say, are the power punch in your routine. Serums are formulated as targeting products. So there's millions of serums out there that can be exactly tailored to what you are wanting assistance in. If you're wanting hydration, there's a serum for that. If you're wanting glow, there's a serum for that. So there's lots of options to work with. And then of course, we can work together and pick a serum that you want for your routine. Whatever your concern is, we will choose the best serum for that and within your budget. For more information on serums, I also do have episodes about serums. So I have an episode about my favorite serums, the most popular ones that we hear about, and then of course, what's a serum and why to use it, what's the purpose and how to use it. So if you go to episode 18 and 19, then you can also learn lots about serums in general. Number 6, how do I manage my oily skin? This is an awesome question. This is an awesome question because I feel like oily skin is one of the most mistreated skin types. Because typically we're trained as estheticians and beauty practitioners, and typically people think, and typically when you go buy products from stores, the rule of thumb that they teach is oily skins must avoid oil. Must avoid heavy moisturizers, must avoid cleansing, must avoid sunscreen. There's all this fear with oily skin. And that's just simply not true. When you have oily skin, your barrier, your skin is telling us that it needs to be leveled out. It's telling us that it's dehydrated. It's telling us that it's craving hydration. Once hydration is placed into the skin and the skin starts to absorb it and it starts to even out, the oil production actually slows down. Oil is produced in our skin to try to lubricate the skin. It's trying to protect it. It's trying to act as a moisturizer. So then when we're producing more oil, we're not using moisturizers, we're not using proper cleansers, we're just going to exacerbate the oil production because our skin's like, holy crap, I am so dry. This is the only way that my skin's going to get moisture. Where if we add moisture, we add hydration to the skin, the oil naturally balances itself out. So another misconception is that oily skin is acne skin. They're tied. Yes, sometimes that's the case, but that's not always the case. So the problem in that is that people will then gravitate towards harsher products, harsher ingredients that strip the skin, strip the oil, strip the bacteria. And again, it's causing that dryness in the skin, which is actually causing your oil to produce rapidly. So if you have oily skin, the best thing that you can do to manage that is add hydration. Look for a creamy cleanser or even a really light gel cleanser. So for example, Is Clinical has a really gentle, light, creamy cleanser, and they have a glorious gel cleanser called Cleansing Complex. Both of those will serve oily skin. It's their miracle product for oily skin. Make sure you are moisturizing morning and night. Yes, your moisturizer should be on the lighter side, and antioxidants are really important with oily skin, but moisturizing is super important. You can also add in, if you're looking for serums or things in your moisturizer that have mandelic acid or BHAs, AHAs, those are also easy additions that you can add to your cleansers or your moisturizers that will help gently detox your skin. And I say gently, like it's not stripping your oils too much. It's not exfoliating too much. It's at that perfect level to help maintain your oil production. Oily skin can be cared for and controlled if you're using the proper products. So if you have oily skin, the other option is to book a consultation with me because we can really help heal that skin type. Question number 7, what are your opinion on home needle rollers? I personally and professionally do not recommend them. I've wrote a blog about this topic, so if you want to learn that way or if reading's more your speed, you can look at that. That's on my website along with many other blog topics I have there. But I do have a podcast episode and a blog, I believe. I know I have a blog. I might have had a podcast episode. I can check that, double check that for you guys. But if not, I'll answer this question right here for you guys. Before I get into it, remember, the beauty world will always have opposing views. Some people will think they're the best thing, and some people like myself will say avoid them. Do your research, ask your questions, and then make your decision based off of what response made the most sense to you or what you believe. It's okay to challenge the beauty industry. It's okay to not believe and agree with everything you hear. So you can search why they would be beneficial, and then you can listen to this as to why I don't recommend them. Remember, the power is in your hands. So why I personally don't love them and I professionally don't love them and don't recommend them is because the person using them controls obviously the pressure and how hard they're pushing and going over their face and their grooves. First of all, they're not trained. Second of all, there's not really that much control because you have different grooves and contours of your face. So if you're going over your cheek, for example, think you have, okay, it's more tissue. And then you go over your cheekbone and that cheekbone has that indentation. Well, then you're getting an uneven treatment because your cheek under there that has a lot of tissue, you'll be able to go deeper. And then as you go up to puncture where your cheekbone sits, it's not going to be as deep. So you're getting an uneven treatment. You can't control the actual depth and the pressure that you're putting in. And as you move throughout the face, going along the grooves and contours of your face, you're getting an uneven treatment all around. You can't properly clean or disinfect needles. So as you're rolling through your skin, you're picking up bacteria, you're picking up oil, you're picking up dead skin cells, which are then sitting and living on those needle pricks. And then you put it in a container or you put it in on your counter, which collects more bacteria, more dust. And then you pick it back up a few days later. And then you go over your face. Now you're putting all that oil, that dirt, that grime, the dead skin cells back into your skin. So it causes bacteria. And you're doing it too often. So then when it's in your home, some clients, you know, if they see a result or they love it, they do it, you know, Monday night and they love it so much, then they're doing it Wednesday night. And oh my God, they do it again Thursday night. I personally think that's way too much for the skin. Or if you're going to a professional, A, microneedling is nowhere close to what you're doing with the home rollers. But the professional will say, nope, I won't see you until 4 weeks. They have that control to make sure the skin's not getting punctured, you know, traumatized in a not correct way. There's just, for me, there's too much room for error with the home needle rollers that I personally do not recommend them. Question number 8, should I invest in a retinol? This is a really common question. Another one that was put into a blog because so many people asked about it. So of course, go to the blog on my website because there's so much information on the retinols. It goes in a little bit more depth than I'm going to answer this question here with you guys. But essentially, retinols are fantastic. They are a fantastic product and they should be added to your routine, I would say, by the age of 25. The biggest thing with retinol, well, there's a few things with retinol. Retinol is a big kahuna in the skincare world. It can be very aggressive if not used properly, if not introduced to the skin properly and not done properly. So it's very important to have a good skincare routine in place before retinol is added. It's very important to know your skin type, know your skin responses, know your skin's healing, know your skin inside and out before adding it. And it's important to introduce it slowly. So why I say add retinol by the age of 25 is because really by the age of 25 is when our skin, unfortunately, even though 25 is such a ripe young age, it's when our collagen is essentially saying sayonara. It's like, okay, yes, each year our collagen depletes and our elasticity and everything kind of starts to droop. And it's this ongoing aging thing. But by 25, it's just like, okay, peace out. I'm on vacation for the rest of time. So this is where retinol is really great at exfoliating and tightening and firming and working at the skin at a deeper level. So this is where it's good for the pore size. This is good for wrinkles and fine lines. It's great for pigmentation. It's great for texture. It is a fantastic product and it serves so many benefits. And again, when you're 25 or older, it's really great to help with that healthy aging so you age gracefully and slowly because the retinol is going to be helping what your skin's unfortunately not naturally producing anymore. The biggest thing with retinol is you really want to add it in slowly. So if retinol is completely new to your routine, I say add it in once a week for about 2 or 3 weeks. See how your skin responds. Do you flush? Do you feel nothing? Did you break out? Did you go in a rash? Did you go too close to your eyes that you learned you can't go too close to your eyes? You know, really absorb and learn with this application. As that continues and everything was fine, then you can up it 2 times a week. Kind of a fun rule is if you're in your 20s, use retinol 2x a week minimally. If you're in your 30s, use retinol 3x a week minimally. If you're in your 40s, use retinol 4x a week. If you're in your 50s, 5x a week. And anything above 50, so 50 and older, you do 5 to 6x a week. So that's one way to remember it. But the other biggest thing is I just say listen to your skin. So if you're at least doing it 1 to 2x a week minimally, especially if you're at a younger age, that's great. If you are a little bit older, maybe in your 40s or 50s, I would say you're going to see a better benefit with using it at least 3 to 4x a week because again, as we age, everything really slows down. So the retinol really helps us with that. So yes, investing in a retinol can be a really great option, especially if you're into the skincare, you have a really great cleanser, you have a really great day cream with SPF. SPF is super, super, super important. You cannot purchase retinol without using SPF in the morning. And then having a nighttime moisturizer that's a little bit heavier, thicker, that's going to replenish and hydrate, and a retinol. Retinols are only to be applied at night. When a client of mine purchases a retinol, they do get the education behind the retinol and how to use it. And then of course, now I'll be able to give this resource and the blog resource. So yes, fantastic options. Retinol, I have fantastic options for that. Question number 9, will Elta MD SPF break me out? This question is a question I get asked so frequently because a lot of time people think sunscreen breaks them out. Typically, more commonly than not, it's not the sunscreen that's breaking you out. It's actually the sunscreen you're using. So it's not sunscreen in general. It's not SPF. It's not that you can't wear sunscreen. It's potentially just, unfortunately, the brand you're using that are filled with additives and synthetics and heavier, nasty ingredients that suffocate the skin, that clog the skin, that's what causes the breakouts. Elta MD has specifically been formulated for all skin types, and there's one specifically formulated for acne-prone skin. So the formulations of Elta MD are so beautiful, they're so light, that it's very unlikely that someone will break out because of the sunscreen. Remember, our skin responds and breaks out from many, many things. There's so many factors that just because you're using Elta MD SPF doesn't mean that new pimple on your face is from that sunscreen. The one thing that I really love, oh my goodness, Elta MD, if you've listened to Alicia and I talk about it, we absolutely love Elta MD. It's our favorite by far. It doesn't feel cakey. It doesn't feel heavy. It doesn't clog your pores. It's non-collagenic. It doesn't give that white cast. It doesn't give that sunscreen feel. Doesn't smell like sunscreen. It's actually specifically formulated for skin to protect our skin from the UV rays so that it's a sunscreen, of course. It's receiving those benefits, but it's also a moisturizer. So it's formulated for skin. It's not just a sunscreen. It's a moisturizer with skin benefits that has a sunscreen in it. It's also chemical-free, vegan, and provides UVA and UVB protection. So the dual protection is also really important. Again, guys, there's so many episodes that we have here on this podcast, but I do have 2 to 3 episodes about sunscreen, about Elta MD specifically, and about how to use it and why sunscreen is so important. So if you're new to us or you haven't listened to those ones, browse through all of our topics because we truly have so many resources for you. And this is it's a loved product by Alicia and myself and all of our clients. Question number 10. So this question isn't skin specific related, but of course it's tied. How many laser hair removal treatments will I need? Yes, I just said laser hair removal. So many of you are probably like, wait, what? First of all, you offer laser hair removal? Wait, what? Isn't this a skincare podcast? Yes, to both. So yes, I offer laser. I have for the last 7 years, but I haven't talked about it much because I was renting a machine. So I didn't have access to it a lot. And it was really hard to market because I wasn't flexible because I rented it, I couldn't market it much. But finally, I can talk about it with you guys. I can talk about the wonders and the amazingness of laser hair removal because we've purchased our own machine. So we will be offering laser hair removal pretty much anytime you need it at the clinic. So that means I will be able to talk about laser hair removal and answer your questions on this podcast as well. So the answer to this question is how many laser treatments will you need? It's very dependent. It's what's being treated. Have you been treated previously? What are your hormones like? What's your skin conditions? What's your skin color? What's your hair thickness? What's your natural hair growth patterns? There's so much at play in terms of laser and the treatments that are needed to see a result. However, I do like to try to give an estimate, and generally I say on average 5 to 7 treatments, but again, this does change per person. Laser hair removal is really great for skin because it takes away the shadow. It takes away us having to shave frequently. So of course, less aggravation to the skin, less exfoliation on some really sensitive areas, and it can be done on the face. So if you have darker hair around your hairline or maybe a darker upper lip and waxing breaks you out, this is a very, very fantastic option. And I know Alicia and I are so excited to be offering laser hair removal pretty much anytime that you guys need it now. So that's super, super exciting. So like I said, if you guys want to learn more about laser hair removal, by all means, ask us the questions because we can talk about that on the podcast if you guys are interested. So those are the 10 questions. Those are what we've answered today. And I always make a list of the questions that people ask me so I can provide resources for you. And this is obviously one of them. So stay tuned because there will be another FAQ episode, so the frequently asked questions episode coming your way, because these are just the first 10 that I picked. I have so many other questions that I get commonly asked, or that slide into my DMs of, people asking questions. So I thought this would be a really great resource for, again, helping you guys and answering your questions. So thank you so, so, so much for asking the questions. Thank you so much for trusting in me. Thank you for hanging out with me. And thank you for following us along this beautiful beauty journey. So stay internally and externally beautiful, all you inspirational beings, and stay in touch. Love you guys so much.